Thank you Allah for the Madani environment. Thank you Allah for all your blessings. Thank you Allah for all your blessings. Thank you Allah for the Madani environment.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome to our series, and subhanallah, this series is about religious Islamic environment at home. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, in today's episode, we are focusing on the husband and wife relationship, how this can help to sustain a stable Islamic religious environment, and how this, when this bond is strong, and when this bond is solid, and when this bond is built upon the Quran and Sunnah, and is structured with the love for Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and coupled with the love for the husband and wife, for each other, according to the dictates, according to the instruction of the Quran, and according to the ways that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is laid for us, then this insha'Allah azza wa jal will become such a very insha'Allah inspiring, and it will lead insha'Allah azza wa jal to that goal that we want to achieve, that is to bring Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal a perfect religious environment that will bring the pure success of this dunya and the akhirah, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Before we move on, let us inshaAllah Azza wa Jal hear about the importance of sending Durood Sharif and reciting salawat upon the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. Our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam, in one riwayat it comes that a person, he takes it upon himself or herself with devotion and love, and sends or merely recites one Durood Sharif and present it in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal to our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What is the reward for this one single Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam stated, Allah Azza wa Jalla showers upon such a person 10 rewards, 10 virtues. So let us send durood and salam upon the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with utmost love, with utmost intense love and devotion. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. The niyat of a believer is even greater than his own action. So we derive two important points from this noble hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that whatever form of ibadat that we make, whatever ibadat that we perform, if this ibadat is done with the sole intention to please Allah Azza wa Jal, to gain the reward of Allah Azza wa Jal, then no matter how small the act can be, but it has such a high merit in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. On the other hand, sometimes an action can appear to be an act of goodness. It can appear to be such an act that it is done for the purpose of Allah, but it does not have that desire to please Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. It does not have the mark to seek and gain the reward of Allah Azza wa Jal, then such an act, no matter how enormous or big it can be, it has no merit in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So, dearest Madani channel viewers, as we watch this episode and this series, Let us make good intentions that inshallah azza wa jal, our purpose for watching this series is to gain the reward of Almighty Allah azza wa jal, to seek the pleasure of Almighty Allah azza wa jal, and that inshallah azza wa jal, by ourselves watching, we have that intention to learn, to acquire Islamic knowledge, as well as that inshallah, we will pass on to others, and we ourselves will practice upon it. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we have stated in today's episode, we're focusing on husband and wife, the bond and the relationship between husband and wife. Not just merely a bond of love and affection, but the bond of love and affection that is connected with the love of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That love that is built upon the love that Allah azza wa jalla desires for us. As in the Quran it appears, Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahunna. That they are your garment and you are a garment to them. Both are they to fulfill each other's right in love, in affection. According to what the Quran described, this is a fabric that if this fabric is such a perfect, is such a good material, a fabric of true love of husband and wife, and it is love that is born for merely for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, then you'd find in the home what will come out is that the home will be a perfect home, that is a home that is full of a religious and spiritual fulfilling act that comes out of this bond is such that the house is full of love. It blossoms with the love and the love that will bring rahmah and barakat, the love for Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So before we move on, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, in today's episode, we'll look at the advices that subhanallah Amir Ahl Sunnat Hazrat Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadiri Razawi Ziyai Damat Barakatuhul Aliyah has laid out and is given as an advice. And these are very beautiful advice, madani pearls. These are gems that are so precious that is given with regard to the husband and wife, what sort of relationship they need to have. So inshallah, we will later on, at a later stage, inshallah, hear about these precious pearls of advice that if we take these pearls and inshallah, azawajal, if we practice upon it, we'll find that our home is full of harmony, is full of love and true love for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us try and understand. The ulama has said that the word marriage, nikah, has two meanings, right? The word nikah has two meanings. The second of which is that it is a contract between men and a woman so that they may enjoy themselves sensually. And the purpose of marriage is to have a righteous family and a sound that will lead to a sound and safe society. So the contract that is between the husband and wife, its sole purpose is that out of it, there must come out a righteous family, a pious family, and that home will be built upon the foundation of taqwa, of fear of Allah, love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So to build something on the foundation of taqwa, it has its highest form of success. The success is that the children that come out of that such a bond, such a marriage, are such children that are pious. And the home that ensue also from thereafter, it is a home and an environment that is full of love Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Regarding the Muslim family, ulama, the scholars of Islam always begin with the place that the Muslim family lives, that is the home. Since if the home is correct and is perfected by deen, it is perfected by deen and the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the end result is that this society will be perfected, right? So you find that if the home in which the love of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is inculcated, and the bond of the husband and wife, and the unity that they have formed, and as a result there is a family, and the family too is such that the family is full of love and harmony, there is peace, there is tranquility, and this tranquility and this peace and love and affection is born from the foundation of love for Allah and love for His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the taqwa of Allah and the fulfillment of the rights of Allah, then it becomes the right and safe home for safe society. So Islam outshines every other religion, and this outshining of deen, of our deen, is in every single aspect, whether it is how we ourselves pray, how ourselves fast, how ourselves sleep, how we drink, etc. You find that in deen, in Islam, it is the perfect way of life. What the point we are bringing here is that, because we are discussing today about the bond and the relationship of a husband and a wife, in earlier on we spoke about the right and the responsibilities of a husband towards his wife, as well as the responsibilities and duties of a wife. And now we look at the bond now that comes as a result of both these partners understanding each other's role. Now they come together and now they are forming a bond, and this bond, it brings out a family. So we are discussing about what type of a relationship, what form of relationship they should have. Now first of all, let us understand that Islam itself is a perfect religion, and it is perfect in every aspect, whether it is how we ourselves perform and pray, whether it is we ourselves fast, whether it is we how ourselves sleep, drink, etc. You find that our deen is laid out foundation. It is laid out the best way that you can do all these aspects of life. Subhanallah. So Islam is a perfect way of life. So the ulama always teach us that everything begins at home, because if the Muslim home has been perfected, then we will have a perfect Muslim society, one that is sound and relatively safe. Allah Azza wa Jalla reminds us in the Holy Quran, and Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Allah has made for you in your homes an abode. So Allah Azza wa Jalla, He has made homes for us a place of rest. So this abode means a place that you'll find tranquility and peace. So if the Muslim wants to be, wants to perfect the family, he has to begin with the home. So as we carry on, we understand in-depthly how important is the environment at home, that it should be suitable. It should be the right place where everything that is takes place there is according to the perfect way that the deen of Islam intends, or the deen of Islam has laid out. So as we said, the deen of Islam is the perfect way of life. You'll find that the way we pray, other religions too have the forms and ways of praying. Other religions also have forms and ways of fasting. They have ways and means by which how they sleep, etc. But you'll find if you look in Islam, you'll find all these aspects of life have the perfect way, and the perfect and the way that Islam has laid out is the perfect of everything. So now today, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we look at some points that Amir al-Sunnat has given as an advice. And these are very, very important. We begin looking at some points that he has mentioned with regard to the responsibility of a husband. So he says that, let me have the privilege of presenting 6 sayings of the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we must understand that whatever is given to us by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the purpose? What is the purpose why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving us this advice? Why, what do we pick up from the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What we pick up from there is that everything that is given to us is for the betterment of our worldly life as well as our hereafter. Subhanallah. So, number one, he says, you will be given the reward of whatever you spend seeking the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. You will even be given the reward of whatever you put in the mouth of your wife. Subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he said, that every act of goodness, every charitable act that you do, there is a reward for it. Subhanallah. So willing and so much is Allah Azza wa Jal, is so gracious upon us that every act this believer does, there has to be some reward for it. So subhanallah. Now Amir al-Sunnah, he reminds us this hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whatever act that you do, know that if it is seeking for the, it is for the pleasure of Allah, you're seeking the pleasure of Allah, you will be definitely be given a reward. To the extent that we discussing about the bond of husband and wife, so much so that if the husband will put a morsel of food into the mouth of his wife, it is also taken as charity, as sadaqah that is given. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So Allah Azza wa Jal reward you for that. Number two, the one who spends something on himself, one spending something for himself and wanting chastity for the sake of preserving one's chastity. So it is charity for him. So this also goes on now that a person spends something. Imagine when you spend something, you're feeding some poor, you're putting somebody that deserves, who's in need. Now that is a form of charity. So whatever a person spends on his wife, children and family members, it is also a form of charity. Subhanallah. Actually, there is even more reward for spending on your family and your wife. So, you find that when we spend on our family, Allah Azza wa Jalla showers us with blessings. Subhanallah. Number three, he says, the reward is granted even if man saves water to his wife. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So, saving water to your wife also is a form of charity. And Allah Azza wa Jalla loves this act of love and affection. So look at it. Now imagine, we are discussing about the bond of a husband and a wife. Now we are focusing on the husband. That now as a husband, you want to improve your relationship with your wife. Because our series is based on religious environment at home. And there can never be religious environment at home unless the husband and wife themselves have got so much love and affection for each other. The bond of love and affection is so strong and solid. And this will help to sustain that religious environment and spirituality at home. So, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith that even when man sends water to his wife, there is a reward for that. Subhanallah. So, a man, it is very important that we ourselves, we ensure that we increase this bond of love between ourselves and our spouses and our wives and maintain this bond, not merely for the sake of maintaining it, but for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now another hadith that Amir al-Sunnah gives, that number four, the one who has a daughter and does not bury her alive, this is a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and does not insult her and does not prefer sons to her, Allah Azza wa Jalla will make him enter Jannah. We're talking about the value of your wife, the value of what she has. If she is a pious wife, if she is al-mar'atu salihah, she is that perfect wife, she is that perfect treasure that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in the hadith, that the entire world in its totality, whatever it is there is nothing more precious than a pious wife. So you have that pious wife. So you should serve her. You should help her. So In another hadith that Amir al-Sunnah gave his advice, he said, the one whom Allah Azza wa Jalla gave daughters, and if he treats them benevolently, so they will become a shield for him from the fire of hell. So look at it. All this we bring in for us to understand the value of our wives, how valuable they are. As in the beginning, in one of the series, we mentioned how other so-called people who are championing today about the freedom of women, about that women should be liberated. But Islam already liberated this woman. It liberated this woman from the evils of society, from her being taken as an object of some desires or some enjoyment. But she is so special. When we ourselves have our mothers, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Al-jannatu tahta aqdamil ummahat," that the jannat lies under the feet of the mother. So only a person who understands, who has seen, who tries by his utmost best to love his wife, to understand the value of his wife, he will also have the same high values of his own mother. Subhanallah. So today we were focusing on the bond that a husband and wife should have, most importantly looking at the husband, how he should be so affectionate to his wife, to his children, to his family, in order to build up that perfect Islamic religious environment, that when we have this leads to us to the success of the society. This leads to us to the success of high morals that the society would build upon. This deen is the most perfect deen, because you will not find such values anywhere else besides in the deen of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How fortunate we are, how lucky we are, that inshaAllah, we as men, if we have strong love for our wives, and we try to understand and value them, and have true love for them, and cherish them, and understand and treat them well, and be good to them, for the sake of Allah, then in turn, inshaAllah, Azza wa Jal, that soul, that environment we desirous of, that would yield good results in changing society, in changing community, will come from this. And only when we ourselves begin to take our role seriously, in as far as strengthening the bond of love that we should have for our wives. I make dua to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah Azza wa Jalla bless us. Allah Azza wa Jalla enable us that we have perfect Islamic environment at home, that love and muhabbat, true ishq for each other, true affection of each other, for the sake of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ameen bijahi Nabil Ameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Thank you Allah for the Madani environment. Thank you Allah for all your blessings. Thank you Allah for all your blessings. Thank you Allah for the Madani environment.